Now, if you want to increase your prosperity, a couple of things that I'd like you to do. First of all, you want to think more prosperous. So how do you think more prosperous? Is by doing things that you only would do if you had an increase in income. So maybe there's a very expensive restaurant that you say, you know, I would love to go there. But in the past, you've said, but I can't afford it. It's too much money. I want you to go there. You don't have to go for dinner. Go for dessert. Walk in. You know, if you're with someone, say, we just came in, we already ate, we just came in because we have heard you have the most wonderful pies in town. And they'd be happy to see you. They'll sit you down, and the pie, whatever it is, $4, $5 for the pie, and if you want a cup of coffee with it. So for $6, you're sitting in the most expensive restaurant in town. And you get to enjoy the atmosphere. You know, you get to enjoy the surroundings to see what it is like, to try it on for size, and get your mind accustomed that it is okay to be in places like that. The same thing with very expensive stores that you normally would never go to. Go buy a tie there, the guys, you know? Go buy a $20 tie there. You don't have to spend $1,000. Go buy 20, get used to feeling comfortable shopping for things in that kind of a place. Get your mind conditioned to that. And sometimes, by the way, these huge, big, expensive stores have little sales on, like 50% off sales, where it's actually cheaper to buy there than it would be to buy in your regular store. So you go there, and if your budget says, I only am going to buy it on sale, fine. But buy something there. You're much better off buying one good shirt or blouse than three cheap ones. You're going to get more fun out of it, more pleasure, it'll last longer. It makes you feel better, makes you feel good. You see, all of these things have to do with the mindset, right? Now, from the ancient, from way, way back, there is the power of 10. And the power of 10 says if you want to increase anything, write it down 10 times. It's a very ancient belief system that has been used for many hundreds of years. You know, secret knowledge type thing that is not being given out. So if you want, let's say, so much money in the bank, you would write it down 10 times. If you want to get rid of anything or diminish it, write it down 15 times from the same old belief system. You want to get rid of your debts? So, all my debts are paid 15 times. No more debts 15 times. So, to increase, you want to use the power of 10. To decrease, you want to use the power of 15. Of course, this is hundreds of years old and is being passed on from, you know, one group to the other group. The power of 10. The number 10 seems to be a powerful number anyway. As a matter of fact, I like to tell my students to use the power of 10 when they write checks. In other words, when you write a check to someone, expect 10 times that in return. Isn't that a nice way of doing it? You know, you send a check to somebody for $300 or $400 or $500, or you pay your rent or your mortgage, and then you expect 10 times that back. So you pay $500, you expect $5,000 to come to you from, you don't know where it's going to come from, but you're going to expect it to come to you in some way, somehow, some form.